Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
As if we didn't have enough to worry about in this world, a word which hasn't been around, well, I haven't heard it in many years, been mentioned. Radon is back in the news today, because for the first time in 20 years, the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, has published an updated radon risk map of Ireland. And I have the map in front of me here, and it shows in different colours, three different colours, how severe the problem of radon levels are depending on what county you're in. Now, for myself, in Dublin looks to be, it's a yellow colour, which means one in 20 homes is likely to have high radon levels. Why are we talking about this? Well, I'll tell you why. Because I want to educate you, because I need to be educated as well into what radon is, why we should be worried, or if we should be worried, in fact. And joining us on the line is EPA senior scientist David Fenton. You're very welcome along to Ireland's Classic Hits, David.
Hello, Jeremy. Hiya. How's it going?
Well, I was okay until I started reading reports this morning about radon, and now I have another thing to add to my worry list. First of all, David, what is radon in a nutshell for people who would not be aware?
Yeah, radon, it's a gas. It's a naturally occurring radioactive gas, and it's coming out of the ground all the time. It has no colour, taste or smell, and so that's what makes it a bit dodgy, because your senses are blind to it, so you don't know it's there. Now, the problem with radon is that it causes lung cancer. It's got classed as a group 1 carcinogen, which means that it's a known cause of lung cancer among humans. So it's not based on animal studies or anything like that. It's a known cause of cancer among humans, lung cancer among humans. So it's in the same group as asbestos or tobacco smoke or something like that. So people need to be aware of it. Now, it comes, Jeremy, from the radioactive decay of an element called uranium, which is present in all rocks and soils. It's naturally occurring. Now, but some parts of the country are more prone to radon than others, because there's some rocks and some soils that have more uranium in it than others. And it's for that reason that we have this new map there. And the map is there to identify those parts of the country that are more prone to radon than others. And as you correctly said there, Dublin will be less prone to radon than, let's say, down in the southeast or in the west. Like Waterford would be particular, and the Munster counties would be, the West would be as well, Galway, Mayo, parts of Roscommon.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the map, and Cork is pretty much all red, as you say, parts of Galway, Clare, Mayo, yeah. Red as well, Kerry, Dublin seems to be less likely, Cavan as well is yellow, Donegal is yellow. Let me ask you, how does it escape from, and how does it get into the buildings? How does it escape from the ground?
Yeah. It comes out of the ground naturally. I mean, the uranium decays to another metal called radium, which then decays to radon, which is a gas. And as it's a gas, it just comes out of the air. You know, it just seeps out into the outside. The outside is not a problem, but it can get into buildings. And it gets into buildings because your house is warmer inside than it is outside. And that temperature difference gives rise to a pressure difference. And it sort of draws up air from the ground into the house. So in the same way, let's say if you're sitting, say, at home and say you can see dust floating around, well, you can in my house sometimes, and you see dust floating around, that pressure, that dust is floating around, it's the same, it's because of this temperature, this pressure difference I've been talking about. So the same forces that's making your dust float around is drawing radon into the house, or gas into air into the house, and that air contains radon.
Okay. Now, is this something we should be very worried about, or just mildly concerned about? Because I don't want to create a panic, but I want people to be aware as well of how to deal with this.
Yeah. No, I'm glad you said that, because like there is a fine line between alarm and alert. Like I'm not here, or the EPA is not trying to alarm people, but we are trying to alert them that this is an issue, that they need to put radon in like other factors that they have in the house, like looking after your boiler, looking after your electricity, looking after radon is another thing that you really need to look at. So what we've done on radon.ie, our website, there's an interactive map there, which unfortunately is down at the moment as I'm chatting. I was hoping to be back up before it came up, but But it is there, and it's there because of the interest that's been in this has been overwhelming. Like, absolutely, it's been terrific to get.
I came in this morning and there, Aisling was jumping up and down in her seat. She just kept saying raid on, because she's obviously in a she must live in an area where it's more prone. Is there a test, first of all, that you can do in your house? So there's people listening to this right now. Is there some sort of test to check for radon levels?
Yeah, it is a simple test. The website will be back up shortly. The first thing people do when the website gets back up, put in your error code, and there you'll find to a very fine resolution what the radon risk is in your area. Now, we're encouraging every house to get tested for radon, but if you're in a high radon area, you really should do it. And that'll bring you down to right down to street level. It will tell you actually what the levels are.
Oh, well, okay, now, that's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be there. Jeremy, it'll be there soon. Now, testing for radon is quite straightforward. We have listed on our website a list of registered radon measurement services. There's five or six of them there. So you just pick one of them and you can order your radon test from them. And it costs about €50.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad at all.
No, I hope so. The average test is about €50. And the test involved, it's done entirely over the post. And what happens is that two radon detectors can be posted out to your house. They're about the size of a biscuit. Now, these things are small. And you put one in the bedroom and one in the living room. There's no need to plug them in or nothing like that. They're passive. So what you do is they sit there on a bedside locker or on a coffee table or something like that. And you leave it there for 3 months. Now, you have to leave it there for 3 months because the rate at which radon gets into your house varies from day to day with the weather. So you need a good representative sampling period in order to get a good risk assessment of what your radon risk is in your house.
Okay, so you get high levels. High levels come back, which they will for some people, goes without saying. So David, what do they do then? What's the next step?
Yeah, there's two common methods of fixing radon problems. Now, Ireland has a particular problem with radon, Jeremy. The average level in Ireland is 77 units of radon. In the UK, it's 21, and in other parts of Europe, it's lower as well. Now, so Ireland has a particular problem with radon. So where you need to be is below 200 units of radon.
200 units, okay.
Yeah, so if you're less than 200, you're grand. So you're okay. If you're above 200, then the things you need to do. So the first thing you need to do, say you have moderately high levels, say you're up around 300 or 350 or thereabouts, it's likely that improving the ventilation in your house will sort that out. In other words, and that will introduce fresh air into the house will dilute the concentration of the radon gas that's present. And I often find our people will ring up, we'd be chatting to them and they might have blocked up their vents or they might have foliage or they might have painted over their vents or something like that might have happened. And you don't do that. If anybody's listening, go out and check your vents that they're open, because you need your house to be ventilated.
Of course, ventilation is so important in a house. And a lot of people, I know, they block up vents, they never open their windows, terrified of opening their windows. Ventilation is so, so important. When it comes
you're spot on. Absolutely, it is. Yeah, because there's all sorts of things. Radon be one of them, but there's household chemicals you're using as well. But we're sort of chatting about radon. The radon's one of them. That'll do to concentration of the gas that's present. Now, if you have high levels, Jeremy, what you need to do is you put in a thing called a radon sump. It's a funny word for it, but that's what it's called.
Okay.
And it's not a complex work at all. And on our website, we have lists of registered contractors who can do the work for you. So what happens, what the sump is that, remember I was telling you a minute ago that there's a pressure difference and a temperature difference that has caused this radon to come out.
Yes.
What the sump does, it interrupts that pressure difference. So it's a small cavity that's put under your house from the outside, about a bucket full of hardcore thereabouts, if you can picture it. A pipe is put into that cavity and it's run up the side of the house, like a drain pipe, if you like.
Okay.
And radon that would otherwise get into your house is drawn into that pipe and a drain pipe out up the side of the house, and the radon escapes that way, if you like, is vented out to the atmosphere.
Okay, so that's the good news. The positive news, David, is that something can be done about it. And as I said, all the details can be found on the website radon.ie or epa.ie. And as David said himself, there's no need to panic or worry, but it's something. Check the map on the website and see if where you live, if it's in one of the red areas or even the orange areas. And if that is the case, then book the test, get the guys in to check the radon levels, and if they are high, then there is something you can do about it. David Fenton, EPA Senior Scientist, thanks very much for joining us on the show.
Thanks, Jeremy. Nice.
Cheers. Thanks very much. Yeah, that's a bit of interesting information for you. As I said, the map, well, he said the website's down, but it should be up again in a while. So check out the radon risk map. This is not to scare you. It's not to frighten you. It's not to cause panic. They're just making you aware of the risk of radon. So that you can't say 2 years down the road, oh, they never told us about this. So look at the map, see where your house is. I mean, I'm looking at where my house is. It's yellow. So there's 1 in 20 homes in the area where I live are likely to have high radon levels. But it is something that I will do over the next couple of weeks. I will check the radon levels that are going into the house. And thank you very much for that, David.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Sick.